From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. Alabama is firmly back in the Republican column after Tommy Tuberville defeated Democratic incumbent Senator Doug Jones in Tuesday's election. Jones far outspent his challenger, but in the end, it wasn't a close contest. To help us make sense of the results, we're joined now by Lori Owens. She's a political science professor at Jacksonville State University. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Now, Doug Jones won a special election in 2017. He narrowly won against Republican Roy Moore in what was really an unusual election. That's not what happened yesterday. It was a strong showing for Tuberville. What made the difference?
Well, there's several components there. First of all, it was a presidential election year, and you had a very popular Republican candidate at the top of the ballot, and Tuberville could afford to hug Trump all he wanted to, and that was going to help him. And so Trump had tremendous coattails in the state. Tuberville had no political experience and no political baggage, so he was deemed as an outsider, and that apparently is viewed very positively right now, not just in the state of Alabama. And then, of course, in that Roy Moore, Doug Jones race, you had the last-minute allegations about inappropriate behavior with females. And then overall, the turnout was even higher in this presidential election year than in previous years. And so, Tuberville based his campaign on going into communities and speaking to them, and he avoided debates. He avoided basically media interviews, and all that worked for him.
Well, unofficial results show Tuberville winning with more than 60% of the vote, and that's about where most Republican candidates have been the last several statewide contests. Are we at a point where it just doesn't matter what a candidate does or doesn't do? We're pretty much locked into this 60-40 split politically statewide?
You had those scenarios back when the Democrats were in charge, and then, the Republicans started making efforts here in this state in the 1960s. For the foreseeable future, I think that's probably going to be the situation. Now, the Alabama Democrats and Jones made a very good effort, Jones being a reputable, respected man. And, the Democratic strategy was to concentrate on that particular race, and in the future, if they concentrate maybe on one or two races and try to continue to make some headway. But they've got a long way to go, and the truth is the Alabama Democratic Party would have to separate themselves more from the National Democratic Party right now if they want to gain more traction in the state.
Well, I do want to ask about some remarks that Tuberville made as he started his victory speech last night. He said he had a message for liberals outside of Alabama.
If you allow me to quote one of my opponent's many campaign ads, they can all go to hell and get a job, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, that ad from Jones quotes Tuberville's own words that he yelled at a crowd when he was a football coach at the University of Cincinnati. Moments later, Tuberville said Jones needed to go home. Now, I ask about this in this context. Traditionally, we think of nasty things being said during the campaign, but a more magnanimous tone afterwards. Does Tuberville's first speech to Senator-elect suggest anything?
That seems to be his temperament. I guess he's going to take that temperament to Washington with him. He may find that won't serve him well once he's dealing with other senators. He is going to be the new kid on the block, and everything's based on seniority. But that does seem to be his temperament. He's certainly not Jeff Sessions in that regard. So I guess we'll have to see.
Not all Senate races have been called, and at this point it looks likely Republicans will maintain narrow control of the Senate. What can we expect from a Senator Tuberville?
Well, I'm not sure we know right now. He didn't talk too much about specific issues, but I expect if it's a Trump White House, he will be in lockstep with President Trump's programs. If it ends up being a Biden White House, then he will be part of the opposition against what Biden and Harris want to and the Democrats want to implement for the country.
That's Lori Owens, a political science professor at Jacksonville State University. Lori, thanks for your time.
Thank you.